Hey there! Every month, Annie has a call with our Path 365 members and answers their questions. She tackles a wide range of topics from what to do with big emotions, what kinds of tips and advice she has for addressing difficult situations, how to deal with cravings, and so much more. Listen in as she does some real-life coaching for our Path members.
Hi, this is Annie Grace, and I am answering readers' questions, and today I have one. It says, hi, Annie, I have quit daily drinking for a couple of years now, but I've yielded to the addictive craving 3 or 4 times each year at a holiday party or a special dinner. I find myself looking forward to those rare times, and I can still have a glass or two of wine, and there are plenty of those opportunities at the lovely continuing care retirement facility where I live. So when will I reach the point where I'm happy and don't debate it anymore and just free from wanting alcohol entirely? So first of all, congratulations. That's amazing. It's a humongous accomplishment. And I think it's just absolutely incredible. So you should really celebrate that. And second of all, I think I would ask you also, like, what is your intention here? Like, because usually when I am coaching somebody, especially when I'm coaching someone like in our PATH program, or when I'm coaching someone one-on-one, I say, I would like you to create a goal around drinking that has nothing to do with the behavior, but has to do with your feeling. And why I do this is because so often people change the behavior, but they don't change how they feel. I was so long stuck in this place where I could stop drinking for periods of time, or I could control my drinking. But every time I did it, I'd feel absolutely miserable. Like, I'd feel like I was missing out. I'd feel deprived. I'd feel upset. And so I ended up just drinking anyway. And when I changed that to say, okay, I want to feel like alcohol is small and irrelevant for me. And if I drink on occasion, that's okay. If I never drink again, that's also okay. And I actually never say that I'm never going to have another drink. I don't put that as a goal for myself. What I have said for years now is I drink as much as I want whenever I want. And I just haven't actually wanted to have a drink in almost 7 years now. And so that narrative for me is freedom. That narrative for me makes alcohol small and irrelevant. When I was trying to take breaks before, you know, I really went through the process that I take people through that we now call the PATH or this naked mind. Before I did that, before I went through that process, I was at a place where, yes, I could take breaks and my behavior had changed. I wasn't actually drinking, but I was feeling upset and deprived. And so I wanted more than that. I didn't want that. I really thought for so many years that those were the only two options, right? I thought that either I was going to have to not be drinking and feeling upset, feeling deprived, feeling like I was missing out, feeling miserable, or I was going to just be doing what I was always doing and drinking, you know, as much as I wanted, and then feeling all the regret and hungover and shame and blame and all of those sorts of things. And I thought these were the only two options, but there is definitely a third option. And in that third option, the main thing to do is to ask yourself, how do I want to feel? Not what do I want my behavior to be? And so even in the question, you're saying, you know, 3 or 4 times a year, I have a drink. And I am asking you back, okay, is that okay with you? Do you feel how you want to feel about and around alcohol? And if you do, then great. And if you don't, then let's explore that. So let's assume that you don't. Let's assume that you don't feel how you want to feel around alcohol. I think the next part of this question is you say, I find myself looking forward to those rare times I can still have a glass or two of wine. And there's plenty of those opportunities. So when will I reach the point where I'm happy not to debate it anymore and just be free? You will reach the point where you are totally and completely free when you have deconstructed all of the reasons that you've given yourself for drinking. And so we do not, as human beings, do things intentionally that we don't think will provide a benefit. And I'm even talking about things that we think are incredibly selfless acts, right? Like giving away money or something. We still believe it will provide some sort of benefit to ourselves. Like, we are literally a self. So to think that we can't live without thinking about the benefit, whatever our actions will provide for us is just kind of, it doesn't really even make sense. And so you have to know that when you are doing something, especially if it's something that part of your mind doesn't really want to be doing, and it sounds like part of your mind doesn't really want to be having that drink a few times a year, you are doing it because you think it provides a benefit. So what I would do is I would start to really get curious. And the key here is curiosity without judgment. Get really curious about, okay, what benefit do I think that alcohol is providing for me? And since you're saying you do it at holiday parties or special dinners, I think it's probably something along the lines of, you know, camaraderie or feeling part of the group or celebration. And then the next step is to really apply the process to say, is that really true? Is it actually giving me a net positive effect for those things? So for instance, say we were going to take this all down to math, right? And we're going to have like a literal equation. And you are going to say something like, okay, the reason I drink at these holiday dinners is because I feel like it makes me have better friendships. And so you're going to go and you're going to get really curious about that and be like, okay, is that true? And you're going to have a positive and a negative and say, is it true? Do I actually connect better with people? And you could experiment. You could go to one holiday dinner where you're not drinking, but by the way, not upset about it. You're just really looking at it as an experiment. You're really curious about it. And then you could go to one holiday dinner when you are drinking. And then you could ask people, did I connect with you better or not? Or you could just do your own internal investigation and be like, huh, okay, well, I might've connected with people, but I don't really remember it. It's kind of fuzzy. Okay, well, where does that go? Positive or negative? And then you say, well, the point of connection is to remember it and feel connected even the next day. So maybe that's a negative. Maybe it doesn't help. Or maybe you say, okay, but definitely helps loosen my tongue. I can talk much more freely when I'm at these things. And then if you say, okay, that might be true. Maybe I can talk much more freely. Okay, what is the result of that? Is talking more freely something that actually helps me build better friendships? Or am I a better friend when I'm listening and when I'm really engaged in somebody else's story? You know, and only you can decide those sorts of things. But if at the end of the day, you say, like in my experience, whenever I've done this and whenever I've dug deep and asked myself all these questions, I have not been able to find a net positive benefit that alcohol provides for me personally in my life. Every single thing I'm like, well, you know, it might loosen my tongue, but it's at the cost of me saying really stupid things that I really regret the next day. You know, well, it might make me a little less inhibited in the bedroom, but it's at the cost of all my physical experiences because it totally dulls my senses, you know? And so I have this kind of netting out of like, oh, geez, like net, it's not really positive. And so that's kind of a mathematical way to look at it. But the key is to get really curious because you wouldn't just be doing it a few times a year if you didn't believe there was a benefit. And in my experience, I have not found a reason to drink alcohol. And that is the freedom. So you say at the end, when will I reach the point where I'm happy to not debate it anymore and just be free from wanting it entirely? You'll reach that point when you do the work and you don't find a reason to want it or desire it anymore and you don't find any benefit. So you're sitting there saying, well, what if I do? What if I do find a benefit? Then you'll also be free because you will reach the point where you say, hey, it does have a benefit for me 3 times a year. And so that is where I want to be. And that's what freedom looks like for me. And that takes us all the way back to the beginning of this question, which was make your goal, your intention for yourself, all about how you want to feel around alcohol rather than about your behavior. Your goal right now is I don't want to drink, or maybe I want to drink 3 or 4 times a year, or maybe I want to minimize my drinking. Take all those behavior related goals and say, hey, you know what? I'm willing to have any behavior if it makes me feel a certain way. So for me, I wanted to feel as if alcohol was small and irrelevant in my life. If that meant I drank on occasion, that was going to be okay with me. If that meant I never drank, that was also going to be okay with me. And then I did this work of getting really curious without judgment to find where it is. And I have come to the point where for alcohol to be small and irrelevant in my life, I just don't drink it. And that is what freedom feels like for me. And so anyway, I hope that helps. Again, celebrate how far you've come and how amazing it is that you have quit daily drinking for a couple of years now, and you're only drinking 3 times a year. It's absolutely incredible. So well done, congratulations. And thank you for such a great question.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you're ready to see how This Naked Mind can help you on your personal health and wellness journey and want to learn more, go to thisnakedmindpodcast.com to learn what your next best step is. Again, that's thisnakedmindpodcast.com. We have all of our free resources, programs, social links, and more available for you there. Plus, if you have your own naked life story to share, you can submit it there as well. Until next week, stay curious.